inspiration. Today we will look at the phenomena of taste. See, here in Vrindavan and also outside, but especially here, the holy name has a naturally sweet taste. There's a loving feeling, there's a great excitement in chanting it. But again, this can only be tasted when you have the necessary qualification to taste. An example is given. Although sugarcane is naturally sweet, the sweetness can be relished only when it's squeezed out of the cane by chewing it. But a toothless baby or a toothless old man cannot chew that sugar cane and squeeze the juice out. Only a young person with strong teeth can get the taste from the sugar cane. So in our spiritual practices, the whole idea is to become absorbed, immersed, flooded with the sense of the presence of the Lord. And to become absorbed like this, it takes a certain spiritual qualification. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur offers three amazing processes that help one to relish the sweetness of the holy name, of the pastimes of Krishna and of Vrindavan Dham. He says, first rule, offer respect. Second, meditate. Third, chant. If you look a little bit closer, to offer respect is something which you do with the body. To meditate is something you do with the mind. And to chant is something you do with your voice. By bringing body, mind and voice to our practice, we have a complete practice of chanting. How can we offer respect? Well, bow down. How can we meditate? Well, find out about Krishna's beauty from the scriptures like Bhagavatam, and then recall or recollect the beautiful smiling image of the Lord into your mind and his activities. And then chanting, well, the main rule you already know. It is to be absolutely present to the sound vibration, which is possible after you have collected your mind, your spread out mind from all the various subjects and brought it to this one activity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Try it out. Respect. Meditate, chant.